Welcome to the Inside Perry podcast, where you get an inside look at Perry, Georgia's local government. We're glad you chose Perry, where people make the difference. Whether you stay a few hours or a lifetime, your time in Perry will be rewarding and unforgettable. I'm Tabitha Clark, Communications Manager for the City of Perry. In today's episode, we get a sneak peek at what historic downtown Perry has in store for this holiday season. We'll welcome Corey Jones, owner of Jones & Company in downtown Perry. He is also the chairman of the Main Street Board Promotions Committee. We also welcome Alicia Hartley, City of Perry Downtown Manager, to discuss all things festive this holiday season. So welcome, Corey, to the Inside Perry podcast. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you're involved in downtown with business.
Okay, so I have Jones & Company, which is a home decor and gift store in downtown. And we have a huge holiday focus, so we are all decked out for the holidays.
Yes, and I noticed that a lot of people like to take photo ops in front of your storefront.
Yes, so we do have some really good stuff out front. This year we've added 4 LED trees to the flower bed.
Oh, nice.
And a huge gift tag hanging from the top of the store, which was put up.
I love it.
And of course, our Santa mailbox attracts lots of kids during the holidays.
That's right. So can they actually put in a letter to Santa?
Yes. So if you put a return address on your letter, Santa might respond.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try that out.
Yes, you should.
See how that is. So you are actually the chairman of the Main Street Promotions Committee. And
yes.
People may not know what that is. So tell me, what's the purpose?
Right. So the Main Street Promotions Committee is a committee under Main Street. And our job is to promote downtown. So by promoting, we come up with unique opportunities and events to drive business and customers into the downtown corridor.
So it's not just the holiday season, right?
Oh, no. It's all year long that we're trying to come up with stuff. One of our most popular events that we're responsible for is the downtown wine tasting.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That is my absolute favorite. Working with private businesses along with the city, why is that an important part in progress and more business downtown?
Oh, it's very important. So I think that all businesses should have a good relationship with the city. We're all in it together. So mm-hmm. The city is wanting the downtown to thrive. Well, right. It can't thrive if you're not a team player or on board with what's going on. So I think that with our promotions committee and Main Street, there's an eclectic mix of people on these boards. So not only business owners, which is very important because that's where everything's happening, but there are people that live in the downtown corridor on these boards and mm-hmm. people that visit the downtown corridor. So there's that mix of people is very important with working with the city, because that's what it takes for your downtown to thrive.
In historic downtown Perry, we had all of our fall decorations and festivities and sweets and treats was absolutely awesome. Let's talk about the Christmas season, because that's what everybody's thinking about.
Most
now.
Definitely.
So let's start off with the events that historic downtown Perry will offer.
Sure. So we'll be actually transforming from our fall towards our holiday and Christmas decor. In early November, our lampposts get wrapped with garland and ribbons, and we put up additional Christmas lights on the poles as well. So we're excited to see that changeover happen very soon. The events will kick off on Saturday, November 19th. This will be our holiday open house. This is an opportunity for people to visit downtown and check out all the shops as they're decorated for the holidays. These business owners go all out
yes,
for the
they
holidays.
Do.
They love decorating. They love getting in the festive spirit. Some of the merchants I've even spoken to have ordered their new Christmas trees months ago, months in advance.
They are ready.
Yes, they are ready to put these trees up, get those decorations up, and invite the community and visitors into their shops to prepare for the holidays.
I absolutely love, I mean, obviously go into the shops, but the windows that they have decorated,
yes.
It's just absolutely, that in itself is like an event.
Yes.
Because you go through every, you know, and go and look in the windows. And it's just amazing the talent that we have with our business owners in downtown.
There's so much to see. And they really take the pride and the passion to put their best foot forward, decorate for the holidays.
I just absolutely love it. So let's talk about the next one, Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday is on November 26th. So we all know about Black Friday and the big hype around sitting out at midnight to get your new TV or whatnot.
I'd rather be sleeping.
Exactly, so would I. But Small Business Saturday deserves just as much attention as Black Friday does.
Absolutely.
So this is an opportunity to shop small and really put your local dollars into the hands of these local merchants. Another thing that we do for Small Business Saturday to encourage support of our local businesses is this year we're doing a bingo card.
Oh.
So we'll have a bingo card filled of tons of activities. For example, buy something cozy. Something cozy can be anything you want. Is it a coffee mug, a new sweatshirt? Mm. So whatever your interpretation of buy cozy is. And then also another example is to take a photo with a downtown mural and post it on Facebook and tag Shop Downtown Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Also on November 26th in the evening, we will conclude Small Business Saturday with a short tree lighting ceremony on the lawn downtown. So we'll have our large Christmas tree put up in early November, and we'll do a small Christmas tree lighting ceremony, maybe sing some carols or some holiday songs, and we'll do a magical tree lighting.
Right. I just love it when they plug it in, and then it's just, it's kind of like that's when the season starts.
Exactly. It's a kickoff to the holiday season, and it gives you that magical warm feeling as well.
So Shop and Spy. That sounds interesting.
That is. That's a new event that our promotions committee has put together. This will happen on December 3rd. It's more passive than any of the other events that we'll have going on. It's more of a I Spy meet scavenger hunt activity.
Okay.
So we'll have some I Spy activity cards out and available on that Saturday. So it'll give your kids something to look for if mom and dad or grandma and grandpa need to do some shopping. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect opportunity to give your kids a list and say, how many Christmas trees can you find in downtown?
Absolutely.
And kind of just keep them occupied and keep them busy while you can get some work done for your towards your holiday gift shopping.
And that's perfect because the Christmas parade is on that day.
Exactly.
As well.
December 3rd at 10 a.m., the city of Perry will also be hosting their Christmas parade. A fun note about the Christmas parade this year is that the route has actually changed.
Oh, okay.
So the Christmas parade will start off of Kelwood Drive and go down Courtney Hodges towards downtown. It'll go up Carroll Street, ending at Carroll and Macon Road.
So the North Pole Party.
North Pole Party is an event that we also did last year. Mm-hmm. This year, it'll be on Saturday, December 10th. We'll have a handful of smaller activity stations placed strategically throughout downtown. Anything from cookie decorating, you can color an ornament, a hot chocolate bar with all the fun marshmallows you could imagine.
I already love it.
And also reindeer food. I recently learned about reindeer food this year.
Okay, what is that?
So it's something that children can make with oatmeal and glitter, and they can sprinkle it in their yard to feed the reindeer when Santa comes.
Perfect. I'm going to make my own.
That's right. That's right. So we'll have a handful of these stations placed throughout downtown to give families something to do in between their holiday shopping.
We call it Historic Downtown Perry for a reason.
That's right.
So talk about Historic Christmas on Carroll.
Historic Christmas on Carroll is a new activity that we're bringing this year. This year it'll be on December 17th. We'll kick off the morning with a story reading of A Christmas Carol. And then additionally, we'll have stilt walkers dressed up as Christmas past, present, and future from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh, wow.
So these stilt walkers and performers will be available for photo ops and be engaging with visitors downtown while they do their final holiday shopping, as this is the last Saturday before Christmas. So there's always something to do and something to see in historical downtown Perry.
You can learn more about historic downtown Perry by visiting our website at perry-ga.gov. Thanks for listening to Inside Perry, your inside look at Perry's local government. Take a look at the show notes for more information about today's episode. If you like Inside Perry, we encourage you to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. We look forward to seeing you around in our amazing community where Georgia comes together.